try it. As always, Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 2. Hebrews 4, verse 2. The Bible says, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." You will now use this scripture to pray and say, "Father, cause your word to be mixed with faith inside of me, and let your word be profitable in my life in the name of Jesus." Turn it to pray and talk to God. "Father, cause your word to be mixed with faith inside of me, and let your word be profitable in my life in the name of Jesus Christ." Thank you, my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, thank you for giving us the grace to come into your house. We pray in the name of Jesus as we go into your word will make a difference in our lives. Our lives will surely not remain the same. Your name and your name alone shall surely be glorified. And you will cause each and every single one of us not to go back home the same way we came. Thank you because you have heard us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. All right. This morning we're looking at a topic that says, "When God favors man." When God favors man. And I would take the scripture from Psalm 102, verse number 13. Psalm 102, verse number 13. Psalm 102, verse number 13. The Bible says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." I want you to now read that scripture with me, but instead of Zion, you get to put your name there. Hallelujah. One, two, go. "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Tolu Makinde, for the time to favor him, yea, the set time is come." Rise up on your feet and say, "Father, Father, favor me according to your word." Cry out unto God. "Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, I need your favor. Favor me, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ." Talk to the Most High. "Mighty God, I need your favor. I need your favor. I need your favor. Father, favor me. Favor me in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, favor me. It is my set time to be favored. Arise, O God, because of me, and cause me to be favored, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I give you praise, my God. I bless your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed." You may be seated. Hallelujah. Favor is the tangible evidence that a man has the approval of the Lord. The tangible evidence that a man has the approval of the Lord. Favor means one is preferred above all others. Favor, it means that one is preferred above all others. 1 minute of favor can wipe away 40 years of struggle. Just 1 minute of favor can wipe away 40 years of struggle. May you be favored. May you be favored in the name of Jesus. Favor will open doors that we did not even know existed. Favor, it will open doors that we did not even know are there. Hallelujah. I think I've shared this story with you before. We lived in California. I went to school in California. I was about to enter grad school. I didn't know where the money was going to come from. And somehow I just said, "Let me go into the admin office and say hello to some of the people I knew there." I walked in there, Said hello to one of the ladies. The ladies looked at me and said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm a student now. She said, you are a student? I said, which department? I said, computer science, this department. She said, really? What is your GPA? Then I told her, she said, come with me. I entered the office. She took out a scholarship application. Full ride for 2 years. I didn't have to pay a dime. $48,000. I had no idea there was such a scholarship. If I did, I would have been pursuing it. But I didn't know. But just meeting this woman, God just favored me. In that 1 minute, I was blessed for over 2 years. You see what favor can do? Things you didn't even know are there. Favor will bring it your way. I say it again, may you be favored. I say, may you be favored in the name of Jesus. Where others have failed, a favored man will succeed. Let 1,000 people go before a favored man, and each and every single one of them, they keep failing and failing and failing. When a favored man gets there, he will succeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Where others have been rejected, a favored man will be accepted. A favored man is a blessed man. Amen. A favored man is a blessed man. If you go to Psalm chapter 1, what did the scripture tells us from verse 1? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruits in his seasons, and his leaves also shall not wither. What is that? Favor. 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 I say it again. May you be favored. Oh, your amen is too weak this morning. I say, may you be favored in the name of Jesus. Favor is the difference between open heavens and closed heavens. Favor is the difference between open heavens and closed heavens. When the heaven over a man is closed, it does not matter how hard the man works. He will not see the result. He will not see the result. So it is not only by hard work, it is also by favor. Amen. Pastor Adeboye always say one thing. He said, if it's only hard work, the people that are doing hard labor should be the richest men in the world. Amen. Where I come from, there is no, here when you want to do concrete work, they have a truck for it. The truck will mix it and all that and then pour it. Where I come from, they carry bags of cement on their head in order to build. Amen. And these people work like 10 hours a day, hard labor. And how much have they been paid? Peanuts. Yet you will see somebody with the stroke of a pen, they're making millions of dollars. Hallelujah. May you be favored. I said, may you be favored. May the heavens over you be perpetually opened. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the heavens over your home be opened. Heavens over your businesses be opened. Heavens over your ways be opened. In the name of Jesus Christ. Favor makes all the difference in the life of a man. It is not hard work alone. If it's only hard work. Anyway, let's leave that one alone. And favor doesn't mean partiality. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we see certain people and we say, wow, God, are you really sure you are fair? Why is it that this person is just and I've done the same thing? What is happening? I'm also your child. What's going on? Right? It just means that one is favored and one is not. Amen. It doesn't mean that God is partial. It just means that the other man is preferred. And he could be preferred because he positioned himself to be favored by God. And I will teach you how you need to position yourself to be favored by God. Hallelujah. Because as long as you position yourself in the way that pleases God, God has no choice but to favor you because you are his child. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Abraham was favored. Hallelujah. God just picked him out of his father's house and he began to bless him. Isaac was favored. Jacob was favored. Joseph was definitely favored. Amen. David was what? Favored. Where was he when God picked him to become king? He was in the field. He had no idea, no clue. But God just said, this one, I'll favor you. You shall be king over Israel. Anoint him, Samuel. Hallelujah. Solomon, when you say favor, his picture should be next to it. Hallelujah. Because God put an idea in him that will cause God to bless him. I mean, when I read that, I almost wanted to tell God, that's not fair. How can you tell? You are the one that gave him the idea. Go and make burnt sacrifices uncountable unto your God. He now went and did it. You now say, I've come to bless you. The man didn't come up with the idea by himself. So I always pray, Father, give me an idea that will cause you to bless me. Hallelujah. That God will drop it in your spirit, that which you would do, that will cause God to pay you a special visit. That's what he did to Solomon. And then he now said, that you give me wisdom. Mm-mm. When he has given you everything else, why won't you ask for wisdom? May God bless you. May God favor you in the name of Jesus. There are many, many others that are favored. And by the way, Tolu Makinde is favored. No. Look at me very well. Look at me. You are looking at favor. Glory be to God. You're supposed to say amen for me. You are putting your name next to it. Anyway, that's okay. For you to love me, you must love yourself first, right? I understand. All right. But what happens when God favors a man? Number one, everything in the man's life will fall into place. When God favors a man, everything in that man's life will do what? Will fall into place. It reminds me of Job. Amen. You know, every time we talk about Job, people always look at the predicaments of Job. You say, he lost his business, he lost his family, he lost everything that he had. He was sick, he was, boil was all over his body, his friends deserted him and everything. But it is not how you start that matters, it is how you finish. Amen. And towards the tail end of the life of Job, look at Job chapter 42. Come with me from verse 10 to verse 12. Job chapter 42 from verse 10. The Bible says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The Bible said, then there came unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before and did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money and everyone an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. He did not start with that, but he ended with that. Hallelujah. What is going on with the air conditioning? Are we okay? Can somebody please check this thing? I'm sweating up here. It's not right for me to be sweating. Amen. It's not right. We are not praying here. Praise God. If I was shouting and praying, I would say, yes, okay for me to sweat. I should be enjoying the air conditioning God has given us here. Praise God. It's a blessing of the Lord. A favored man should not be sweating like this. And I already said I'm favored. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. All right, number two. When God favors a man, years of struggle is wiped away. Years of struggle is what? Wiped away. We just read about Job. We don't know exactly how long he suffered for. But in the end, when God restored all that he had lost, the struggle will become history. Amen. He didn't end his life struggling. He ended his life in blessing. Hallelujah. And we always talk about this woman that she suffered for 12 years, but she didn't end that way. I don't want to call her the woman with the issue of blood. I want to call her the woman that was healed of the issue of blood, because she did not end her life with that predicament. One encounter with Jesus Christ and her entire life was transformed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All our struggle in the hands of physicians. Because the Bible recorded that physicians had practiced and tested different things on her because they didn't have a solution. So she was like a guinea pig to them. They tested all kind of medicine, tested all kind of operation or whatever you want to call it. But the issue of blood did not stop until she met with Christ. That was when all her 12 years of suffering came to an end. Hallelujah. So when God favors a man, years of struggle does what? It's wiped away. Hallelujah. When God favors a man, number three, all things will work together for your good. All things will work together for the man's good. If you read in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 28, Romans 8:28, the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. And that's one of the conditions of positioning yourself to be favored, is to love God. I will talk about that later. To love God. Amen. But when the Bible says all things, it means what is good, what is bad, and what is ugly. They will all work together to do what? For your good. Every attempt from the pit of hell to make you to fall, you will always go higher. When God is favoring you, he will use the plans of the enemy to accomplish his goals in your life, because you are under the favor of God. Hallelujah. I told you before that America was not in my plan. I didn't want to come here. It wasn't in the plan for me to come. The old plan for me to come took us 2 weeks to plan it, and I was here. You know what brought me here? Problems. You can laugh all you want. It wasn't funny when I was going through it. It was wahala. Let me take you home. Wahala that brought me here. Problem. One problem arose. Before you know it, I landed in America. Why? So that God can deliver me from the problem. I was running from the problem. You can laugh if you want to. Amen. May problem not grab hold of you. Some of us, we are so blessed, we've never seen problem in our lives. So it's okay. Amen. Hallelujah. But God used that situation to do what? To bless me. He used that situation to what the enemy meant for evil. Just like Joseph said, God meant it for good. Amen. They meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. That's how I landed here. I didn't plan to be here. But when I landed here, I knew my destiny was here. So when you see some problems, that problem will chase you into your destiny, because you are favored by God. I mean, look at the life of Joseph. If Joseph was not sold as a slave to end up in Potiphar's house and go to the prison for an offense he did not commit, how will he end up in the palace? How will he become the prime minister?
If he stayed in his father's house wearing a coat of many colors and just enjoying his father's presence, he would just become a spoiled brat. And that would be the end of Joseph. Would not Joseph, he lived, he stayed in his father's house. Well, he maybe would get married and have children, and that was it. But he would never become the prime minister in the greatest government that existed in those days. What brought him there? Problems. There's a unique prayer. I won't go there. Some of you know exactly what I was about to say. Hallelujah. The problem that would take me to my... You don't pray for problems, praise God. Amen. Some of us didn't get that one. It's okay. Praise God. But the old-time religion ones, they know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. All right. Number 4. When God blesses a man, whatever the man touches is blessed. When God favors a man, whatever the man touches is what? He's blessed. If God tells a man, go to the desert and start selling sand, to us it will look foolishness, won't it? Be like, ah, isn't the desert full of sand? God is not telling you to go and be selling sand in the desert. But let me tell you, if it's God that is telling you, when you get there, nobody will even see there is sand on the ground. They will buy from you because God is the one that did what? That is behind it. It will blind everybody else from seeing sand on the ground, and they will just come to you and be favoring you because you are favored. Hallelujah. Because you are favored. Let 1,000 people be selling water. The moment you begin to sell your own and you are favored, they won't drink water until they grab hold of yours. That's just the bottom line. Because favor means you are preferred above others. It's not like you have done something special to the water, you add flavor to it, or whatever. It now tastes like mango, or whatever you want to call it. It's just that God is doing what? Favoring you. Hallelujah. When God favors a man, whatever the man touches, he's blessed. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, Isaac sowed in that land. And in the same year, he reaped what? 100-fold return. This was in the middle of a famine. Isaac sowed in the middle of a famine. And in the same year, he saw 100-fold return. Why? Favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. Favor of the Lord. God favored Isaac. Every well he was digging, he was finding water. Everybody around him, they would dig well and didn't find anything. Is the ground he was digging different from their own? The same land, he would dig a well, he will find water. They will now come and fight him. It's our land. He will give it to them. He will go to another one, dig another well, find water. And they will take it from him again. Why? Because God favored him. Others are struggling. He was blessed. He was favored. May you be favored. May you be favored in the name of Jesus. Look, it is better to live life under favor than under struggle. If you have never struggled in your life, I thank God for you. But if you have seen what is called struggle, you will know it is better to be favored than to struggle. Unless you really like to work hard without seeing result. Me, I don't, you know, I want to see result. Amen. I want to see the result. Whatever I lay my hand, I want to see the result of my labor. Hallelujah. And may you be favored to see the result of your labor. In the mighty name of Jesus. When God favors a man, the captivity of man is turned around. When God favors a man, the captivity of the man is what? Turned around. The Bible teaches us, Psalm 126 verse number 1, it says, Psalm 126 verse number 1, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, We were like them
that what?
That dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. May God fill your mouth with laughter.
In the name of Jesus.
What the enemy meant to keep us in captivity, God will use it to uplift us.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
It reminds me of the life of the man in the book of Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 20. The Bible called him, people call him the madman of Gadarene.
Even though the man is no longer mad, he's now in his right mind to the glory of God. He ended well. He became an evangelist to 10 different cities. Amen. But it didn't start that way. The enemy saw the glory of God in his life and they attacked him. They attacked him with madness that legions of demons lived in him. So anywhere he go, they would just be seeing 1,000 demons coming. Amen. So, of course, nobody could withstand him. They will bind him with chains, he will break free. They will bind him with fetters, he will break free. But he met Jesus one day.
Even that meeting, hell did not want it to happen. Because if you look at the end of chapter 4, you will see that when Jesus said, let us get on the boat and go to the other side, the enemy sent a wind and a storm to want to stop Jesus from meeting this man. Can you imagine? The created now trying to attack the creator. What nonsense. What did Jesus do? Peace, be still. And that was it. When this man saw Jesus, all the demons inside him bowed down. He's never seen Jesus in his life. But somehow, he knew this is God. Who told him? The demons inside him. Because it was a spiritual matter. Demons recognize Christ. So they had no choice. This is our master here. Welcome, sir. And he said, who are you? Oh, we are legion. What are you doing here? We are just hanging around, having a great time, but this is not where you are meant to be. Oh, yeah, go into the pigs. And what happened? They left him. The Bible says, when the locals saw the man in his right mind, they were afraid. He said, Jesus, please, go away from us. This one is too much. Amen. And then the Bible said, the man went to Decapolis and began to tell them what Jesus had done in his life. Preaching Christ from being a demon-possessed man. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Glory be to God. When God favors a man, all the man's enemies are subdued. When God favors you, those that call themselves your enemies, they are what? Subdued. Like a toothless lion. They'll be there. Look at him, but they can't bite. Amen. They'll be looking at you, but they can't do anything. It reminds me of Mordecai and Haman. Haman. Hallelujah. Haman dug a gallows, wanted to hang Mordecai there. Hallelujah. But Mordecai was a favored man. So therefore, the gallows that was dug for Mordecai, it was Haman that ended up being hung on the gallows. So when God favors you, he will do what? He will subdue all your enemies. Hallelujah. They will not be able to touch you. Glory be to God. I mean, look at the Balaam and Balak. Balak, the king, hired Balaam. I don't want to call him a prophet. Maybe an imam or something. I don't know. But he hired Balaam to come and curse. Prophets are not supposed to curse. Yes or no? That's why I said I can't call him a prophet. Because he wanted to go and collect money to go and curse. After all, the gift of the Lord is not supposed to be used for money. So that was the number one mistake. But when he got there, instead of him cursing, what was he doing? He was blessing. He said, how can I curse what God has blessed? May that be your story. Any attack from the pit of hell against you will uplift you. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything the enemy meant for evil concerning you, it shall be for your good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When God favors a man, all the man's needs are met. You won't even have to cry before he receives.
Hallelujah.
Philippians 4:19 teaches us, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. But turn with me, Isaiah 58 verse 11. Isaiah chapter 58 verse number 11. The Bible says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Who is the Bible talking about here? He shout it loud, it's me. That's favor. In the midst of drought, you have been blessed to the glory of God. You'll be like a watered garden that the water never runs out. How would it look? It will look nice and fresh and green. Even in the summer. Even in the winter. It does not matter the season. Hallelujah. It can only be God. Amen. I already told you, when God favors a man, the heavens over the man will remain open perpetually. When God favors a man, the heavens over the man will remain what? Opened perpetually. It will never be shut because of the favor of God. When God favors a man, he will use other men to bless the man. Hallelujah. He will use other men to do what? To bless the man. Praise God. Mordecai was promoted in the land by the king. He went from being a gate man. Remember, it was at the gate that he offended Haman because he didn't greet Haman. So he only sat at the gate as a gate man. But by the time we get to the end of the book of Esther, who was Mordecai? He's now sitting at the king's table. From gate man to sitting at the king's table. That can only be favor. Hallelujah. What about Mephibosheth? Mephibosheth was raised from the dunghill to sit at the table with David and be eating meat at his table like one of the sons of the king. How? Favor. Favor will cause men to remember you. Favor will cause men to place your name where you will surely be uplifted. They may say, who can we call that can do this thing for us? Your name will just drop in their mind. And they'll start looking for you. Where is he? Where is he? We will not sleep until we find this man. And sure enough, they won't sleep until they find you. Because it is ordained by favor. It is well. Favor is what broke Joseph out of prison to become the second in command. Hallelujah. It wasn't hard work. Hallelujah. Did he work hard? Yes, he did. But what brought him into the palace? Was it the hard work? It was favor. He interpreted dream for two people. And the dream came to pass the way he interpreted it. And instead of them remembering him, I mean, at least the one that remained alive, he forgot there was a Joseph. But God now made the king to now have a dream that nobody could interpret. And now remember, there's a Joseph somewhere. Go and bring him. And what happened after that? You know the rest of the story. So I'm telling you, 1 minute of favor can wipe away 40 years of struggle. Prior to this, Joseph had struggled. But just that one meeting with Pharaoh, he changed his destiny forever. May God favor you. Amen. All right, how do we obtain favor of God? Because we must position ourselves to be favored. And there's a way to position yourself to be favored. Number one is you love God and you demonstrate it. You love God and you do what? You demonstrate it. I was showing us in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. To them that love the Lord. And let me say, saying it is cheap. You can say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. But if you don't show God you love him, it's a lie. And God can see through lies. How do you demonstrate that you love God? You love the things of God. Because none of us here have seen God. You're telling me you love God because you've seen him, you're a liar. You have not seen God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Even Jesus, you have not seen him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you love the things of God, you are showing God you love God. Hallelujah. For those of you that are married, how do you show your spouse you love her? Or you love him? You just say it by mouth? No, tell me. You just tell your wife, wife, I love you. And then you go do whatever you want and you come back at night. Wife, I love you. One day she will slap you and say, keep your love to yourself. I'm being honest. But when you demonstrate that you love the woman, even if you don't say it, she will know. Do the things she likes. If she likes flowers, bring her flowers every now and then to show you love her. Amen. Ladies, am I communicating? Uh-huh. Praise God. You demonstrate you love them by what you do, not by the word of your word is cheap. I'm sorry. Do something. Same with God. Telling God that I love you. Oh, show God you love him. Show God you love him. Number two, love people and demonstrate it. People are an image of God. Remember, he created us in his image. So when you love people, you are doing what? You are loving God. And again, it's not by word of mouth. It is by demonstration. Number three, hate what God hates. You know, it is one thing to love God. It's another thing to also like what God dislikes. It is possible. The things that God dislikes, man can like it. And you can still say you love God. But when you dislike the things that God dislikes, you are saying, Lord, I am your ally. I'm with you all the way. Not just on the things you like, but on the things you don't like. Hallelujah. Hello. Are you still with me? Uh-huh. Praise God. Number four. Give gifts and offerings that are pleasing to God. There's a difference between Cain and Abel. One was preferred above the other. Why? One gave his best. The other gave whatever was available. Amen. And this God is not a beggar. Hallelujah. He said he respected the offering of Abel. Even without saying it, he rejected the offering of Cain. Why? One gave from the heart, the other gave what was available. Number five, be faithful unto God. Be faithful unto God. Joseph was faithful all the way. Even when the opportunity came for him to become the second in command in the house, because the woman of the house threw herself at him, Potiphar's wife. If Joseph had done what the woman wanted, he would have been the boss, so to speak, in the house, but he would have lost his destiny. The devil tried to exchange the grandeur position that God had for Joseph that is yet to see with the tiny one in the house of Potiphar. Thank God he didn't fall for it. So anytime we compromise, we might be exchanging the glory of God for a short victory that won't last. And it's not even victory. That's what made Joseph to say, how can I commit this grave sin and sin against my God? He was not thinking of Potiphar. He was thinking of God. That shows how faithful he was to God. Not to Potiphar, to God. Why would God not reward that faithfulness? But of course, the reward landed him in prison. But he was still along the story of his life. Amen. So be faithful. Be faithful. Hallelujah. Number six, be righteous and blameless. Psalm 5 verse 12. Psalm 5 verse 12. The Bible says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. You want to be favored by God? Be blameless before him. Amen. If I ask all the parents here, yeah, we love our children equally. But there are those that provoke favor from you as your child. They do things that pleases you. And you say, on my way home, I must do something special for this child. Why? You are not being partial. Hallelujah. You are not being partial as a parent, but something just provoked the favor out of you to want to bless one child better because of something the child did. Yes or no? Uh-huh. But you are not being, you love them equally, but you just favor one because they did something that others didn't do. It's as simple as that. So favor is not being partial. Amen. But if you are not doing it over and over and it's obvious that, then care must be taken. You should not love one child above the other. But if one provoke the blessing out of you, even if you don't give it, you are guilty. Hello? But when you give it, what does that do? That encourages them to do what? To do more. So when God favors you, when you do what you're supposed to do, what will he encourage you to do more? He will. Praise God. Number seven, be submissive. Be submissive. And I'm not talking wives now. Because some of us, the only scripture we remember is wives submit unto your own husbands. We forget the part where God says, husbands, love your wife to death. Amen. You always want to show them, be submissive, be submissive. Show them first. I'm supposed to die for you if there's a problem. Then they will know you truly love them. Hallelujah. But we are to be submissive. Esther was submissive to the authority that was above her in the person of Mordecai, number one. And number two, in the person of those that were in charge of the maidens. She listened to their instruction. Remember that. Because that the man came to him and said, this and this is what the king likes. That is origin number one. The man came, opened his own mouth, told Esther what the king loves. If Esther was not submissive, she would not have done it. But she did what the man said. And when it was time for the king to pick, who did he pick? Esther. Very simple. Submissive. You know, there is this rebellious heart we all have. And don't look at me as if it's just me. You just think that, but I know how to do this thing. And then you knock your head on it and nothing works. And you wonder, okay, let me step back. What did they say we should do again? Follow instruction. Hallelujah. We fail to follow the instruction, and then we move ahead and start struggling. Then you say, but they say, we go back and do it the way you're supposed to. You don't know it all. Let's admit that. We don't know it all. Take counsel. Hallelujah. Take counsel where counsel is needed. Number eight, be humble. Humility will take you far. Without humility, we are finished. And lastly, be wise. Get wisdom. Ask God, give me wisdom. You do these things, all you see is favor. People will be wondering, how did he do? Mm-mm. I position myself to be favored by God. And when you position yourself, favor will find you where you are sitting. You won't have to look far. Hallelujah. Favor will find you where you are. Because it's the favor of the Lord. If God can locate Mephibosheth in a dry land, why won't he locate you in Beaufort? Hallelujah. Or whichever city you live in, whether it's Lawrenceville, Suwanee, you name it, God will locate you where you are. He didn't forget where you live. He knows exactly where you are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's rise up on our feet. I want us to pray. Amen. I want us to pray. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 35. Proverbs 8:35 says, "For whoso findeth me there being wisdom, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord." Shall obtain favor of the Lord. And for the men, the Bible said in Proverbs 18:22, "Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and what? Obtaineth favor from the Lord." So your wife is your favor. Amen. I thought men would say amen to that. That amen sound like it was forced. That if I don't say it, I won't eat lunch today. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Psalm 30 verse 5. Psalm 30 verse 5. The Bible says, "For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." You are going to pray, "Father, favor me in the name of Jesus." Lift up your voice. Cry out unto God. Favor in the life of a man will make the man to go far than hard work. So, Lord, favor me. Favor me. I need your favor. I need your favor. Mighty God, I cry out unto you this afternoon. Cause my life to be favored. Cause my life to be favored. Cause my life to be favored. In the name of Jesus, cause me to be favored in all my ways, in all that I lay my hands upon. Cause me to be favored, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God, I give you praise. My God, I bless your name. Thank you because you have heard. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You pray and say, "Father, help me to position myself for your favor. In the name of Jesus." Cry out unto God, "Father, help me to position myself for your favor. Help me to position myself for your favor, so that indeed, wherever I find myself, your favor will locate me." If your favor can locate Joseph in the prison, if your favor can locate Mordecai at the hands of Haman, who was about to hang him on a gallows, Father, position me for your favor, Lord. Position me for your favor. Cause me to be favored, Lord. Cause me to be favored in the name of Jesus Christ. Cry out unto God, "Father, position me for your favor, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ." Thank you, my Lord and my God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Psalm 106, verse number 4. Psalm 106, verse number 4. The Bible says, "Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation." You are going to pray, "Father, today, remember me for your favor. Father, today, remember me for your favor, Lord.
in the name of Jesus. Remember me for your favor. Talk to God. Father, remember me for your favor, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God, I give you praise. My God, I bless your holy name. Thank you because you have heard. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you because you have heard us. We declare in this house that every single one of us shall surely be favored. In the name of Jesus. Your favor, mighty God, that will cause us to be preferred above others. Let that favor be upon us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your favor, mighty God, that will wipe away years of struggle and cause us to see the result. Let that favor locate us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your favor, mighty God, that will cause all our enemies to be subdued. Father, let that favor locate us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your favor that can turn captivity around, that will make it look as if it's a dream. Mighty God, let that favor locate us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you because you have heard us. Blessed be your powerful name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.